This morning, I'm turning to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. We have a page in the year, first of all, Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. And I'll read to you verse 29. Well, I'll read verse 25 and then 20. But 29 is my point, but let me read it from 25 first. I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom in the reason of things and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. And I joined 29. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Another way, King Solomon, or Troy, or Ecclesiastes, my year. And that would be now, the original soap actually the many inventions of man. The many inventions of man. Lord, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. And the reason I read verse 25, to let us know what Solomon was trying to do. He said that he applied his heart to know and to search out to seek wisdom about many things. And one of the things he was trying to do was to see the reason of things, and the wickedness of folly, even the foolishness and madness. Why sin so sinful, and why people give themselves to all manner of wickedness and immoralities. And so it's like, why is human beings like that? The whole thing he's trying to do is that he was trying to understand about how the moral inclination of man originally was, and when God created man. So Lord, he said that Lord, this only have I found, that God has made man upright. As he has been thinking about human nature and all manner of wickedness that we give ourselves to, with all sorts of sins, he was trying to see why I was man made probably so corrupt, so immoral. It's not just another Anipa na obe yashasiye no na asena puto na Anipa enye. I think Anipa boni ne jimisi mo efa boni hobe brain. So it's like he was thinking of how was the moral inclination of man originally. Miss man Anipa yabo boni Anipa na the tibia the same. And also how the current inclination has become afterwards man was created. And then he said that he concluded from this, Lord, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright. Now, obviously, is that the way of famous man, if I did a woman born in age, Miss Sembe Bray, a tiny park, come in. I said, the ultimate woman, you said, Yahoo Bonipa, Tinin, Yahoo Bonipa, it would not be an animal, I would say, him, God made man upright. So after his investigation, he came to understand that God originally made man upright, that is morally good. God made man upright. He said, Lord, this only have I found concerning this aspect of my search, that God had made man upright. So that is what he found. So that God, when we talk of sin, God did not make man a sinner. Oh, God did not create man a sinner. He said such way. And this uprightness was the glory of man. And from this glory of man, this is from which our first parents were perfectly righteous and holy. So we think of Adam and Eve, their initial standing before the fall, they were good. But God said, all that he has made was good. So that man was good. And which has to do with moral aspect of man. When it comes to man and God, So man was perfectly righteous and holy because God will never call anything good, any person good, except the person is righteous and holy. Perfectly that. See, when it comes to moral beings, all the time. And in this righteous and holy condition, the presence of God was always with man. See, Adam, God can come to Adam and talk to him like a friend. So there was that friendship, there was that love and connection between God and man. There wasn't any distance between man and God. So the knowledge of the knowledge about God, his will and ways were delight for man. Who God is, when you think of his justice or his mercy, whoever he is, when man think of it, whatever he is, when we think of man and as they think of it, it was a delight, you see. Man was ever delighting himself in the Lord. And it was this condition that kept that kept man from any misery. I said, there was no pain, there was no affliction, there was no death. There was nothing like misery in the life of man in that condition. And this tells us that there was a time in this world where there was nothing like suffering. Have we ever sat down to think of it? You see, when we look at the world, there's so much suffering, there's so much pain, trouble. But have you ever thought? The Bible has no record that there was a time in this world there was no suffering. What does that mean? Being said, in review of what we are seeing, we are only not a healthy anymore. Not at yet saying any quadanda, it won't go. It was in this world, in time, you see. But the actual we are seeing at the number at yet saying a how. At the chin at the side. You cry to grow up into funny ideas to grow up. And I will come grow into funny ideas at the end of the book. See? So there was a time in this world that there was no suffering. And the fact that people have thrown away the idea of the knowledge of God and what God wants to teach us about who we are. Man wants to put away the idea of God. No, it's a cake. Let's reason for our lives. That is what we have come today. So man thinks that well, there's so much we are trying to solve our suffering. Has man ever been able to solve his suffering? No. Every time, every generation, there's suffering. No, nobody in this world has ever been able to bring down this suffering from anyone. Even when we are ill today, we are healed, or we go to the hospital and we are cured. Tomorrow we get sick again. You see, after all, we will die one day. You see. And if we ask how no, every step, if we ask how no, every step. So see God, because you know God is the God as God, there's no suffering with him. God don't suffer. There's no mystery with God, there's nothing. So that when man was under umbrella, where God and man was, I'm like, friends, they were so suffering for man. Man was enjoying that refuge, I mean, under the hand of God. You see, but what happened? But Solomon moved on. He said that, but they have sought out many inventions. This implies that there's a deviation in the human nature. There came a point where man deviated from that uprightness that God made him. The many inventions here are all human schemes to be wiser and happier rather than that which God has appointed. That is the invention, you see. So that is the invention, the schemes of man, the imaginations of man, to do to please themselves, to do all that they think to make them better, apart from God. That is the inventions. You see, the way appointed by God was found in a sincere trust in Him alone, and also obedience to His will. That is the will of God for man. You see? But at the point it changed. The many inventions are the causes of all human miseries. But you know the world. I mean, the world at large don't think of that. When they think of misery, they try to conjure how they can solve misery. No, that is what the Bible tells us. Because man has fallen from that stand where there was peace and happiness. That's the solution. And our own experience will tell us that yes. Man cannot solve his troubles. I mean, when we think of these advanced nations and their technology, you go there and find about the misery in the life of individuals. They may have everything, but go and find if there's true happiness. They are always seeking for. Man is always seeking for something to satisfy him or herself. Why are these many inventions the cause of human misery? Because they are the ways of sin. Any idea of man without the sanction of God or without approval of God's law is sin. When you talk of sin, don't anything that is against the will of God is sin. So you see, the ways which are these many inventions are the ways of sin, and this has brought misery, and every way of sin deserves God's punishment. Now the idea is that's what God has done. That's what God has made the world. That's the first word he said to Adam. Do this and live. But the day that you do this, you will die. God has never reversed that. The group of Christians Adam said, yes, sir, Jesus desires some way to. Not lastly. But that will be busy. The group of Christians, ever since it is going on. You see? When Adam sinned, God never reversed his words. It is done against the human race, you see? Proverbs chapter 40, verse 12, the Bible tells us there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So that every way aside of God's way which seems right to a man is the waste that leads to death. We think of physical death, which we have, and spiritual death, eternal death. And actually, we can also be ways of misery. You see, how I find Nipa Eden Hotum. I mean, this is mentioned. There are the ways of sin. And every way of sin, God is the judge of all the earth, the Bible tells us. And God is angry with the wicked every day. It's a reality. Why are we suffering in the world? It's a testimony that God is angry with the wicked every day. And nobody in this world can say it's not a sinner. That's why we all suffer. God is angry with the sinner, and with the world as it stands today, can never enjoy happiness. So sin is taken away. That is why God has going to destroy this world. And then the new world will come where there will be happiness, where there will be comfort, eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, which the Bible tells us. Okay, so the first invention, all these inventions are disobediences, okay? The first invention by Adam and Eve brought a curse on all the human race. That also. Adam and Eve, the state of Adam and Eve, God put them in a position, called them the state of probation, so that they can decide for themselves to choose right or wrong. They were not sinners, but you know, it testifies to us that if God should leave man, no matter how perfect a creature is, if God should leave a creature will fall. That's why that the creature is not a sinner. Only God can stand alone. Only God can never be affected by anything. That makes him God. You see, nowadays some people conceive God. They think God is like a human being. God is like a human. No, God is God. He can never be affected by our suffering. He cannot be affected by anything. He doesn't diminish or he's always immense and great and almighty. You see? So, though he gave perfection to man, perfection of man was derived from God. Man's perfection was not independent. You see? So man's dependence or perfection was not independent. That's why man could decide. And then he couldn't decide for himself. Pride came in. You know, when we think of the son of Adam and Eve, the first thing, old writer said, before even they gave in to Satan's temptation, they had fallen already because pride has come into their mind. Pride goes before a fall. There was pride. There was something that they think the liberty God has given them, they may want to use it for. And you know, James said, a man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust. You see? There was something in them that they wanted to use that liberty. Well, if God has given us this, then I'm sure we are like God. I mean, we can do. And that was the fall of sin. Satan wants to be like God. So you see, he creates. If God, we are not living according to the will of our Creator, we are in misery. And that is what we stand on. People don't want to live according to the will of God. No, people are wiser. People want to conjure their way when it comes to being religion, when it comes to worship. People want to conjure their way and do their way. Tell them, the Bible tells us this. Let's go, no. Nowadays, this is what is going on. That's what people think. No, God has never changed. No, but the Bible can't give you. That be. Well, Jesus said, as soon as I said, between more for myself, it's the same word, you see. It's the same. So, you see, the first sin brought a curse, and that I read to you from Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And unto Adam, he said, that is God, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Cursed. trouble is abound. Man has always derived his sustenance from the earth. Nipa from 1,000 years, as I see soon as Nipa, everything you drive on the earth, and the earth was cursed. That's why we have troubles in this life. Also, God punished the people of Israel for their sinful inventions. You see, the Bible, you know, the Bible tells us the ways of God. When the people of Israel, even the people He has chosen for Himself, that they should be His people, when they sinned, He took punishment for them. In Psalm 106, verse 29. Thus they provoke him to anger with their inventions, you see. Omo mo ya kupo le bushi bo mo so fi so mo adwin po wo kwa mo so mo de fa mo fa so. And the plague break in upon them. So in the wilderness there was that punishment that came upon them. God was anger with their invention. They provoke him and they allowed suffering to come upon them. They were people God had saved from Egypt. He was leading them through the wilderness to the promised land. But look, when they provoke him, God is merciful. You know, they sin several times. God warned them. And God has to come when there's a time to judge. So the same God is the same God of today. When people think of God, they think, well, we are under grace of God. No. Through Christ, yes, we can have forgiveness and have personal relationship with God. But the standard of God has never changed. The way God wants us to live has never changed. And if you and coupon and I'm not done so and then I'm Christos, yeah, but Christo dear the rest of the so a woman for that they read to the swap. Or by the God, they're born yet and never yen back. Then so young coupon said your tier now as a sign. The God of Israel who gave his commandment that there was thunder and there was lightning, that the people were even afraid to go to the mount, the same God of today. Yangupon as a sign. Maybe it's what somebody on your own, you have to reverse it. God has never changed. The same God that we have to deal with, you see. So, inventions. Adam and Eve invented, the people of Israel invented, man has been inventing. So, that is the established truth that when people seek to find alternatives to true wisdom and happiness, which comes from submission to God's will, it becomes a disastrous deviation. Senipa, and one born at himself, so this may have more there to us. Your fair moon shall see him who know. Now, your Indians are for the India, Nigeria, Hotora, we will see any part of the twin chain. No, no, I've born at him, Pomo, Fapa, Frosswa, a choir, a sermon. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. God holds the man on for life and his word. Yahoo, open the Ukra. Abrabo Eso Eshe Enasemia. If you throw his word away and you take any human any ideas of the world, you go astray. You go astray. And as these things are disastrous deviation, they will lead the soul away from the God of all comfort and Father of mercies. You know that's one of the attributes of God in 2 Corinthians 1:3. He's the God of all comfort, not some comfort, and the Father of mercies. If ever you have, it's not if we have all enjoyed mercies and comfort of life, when you are enjoying it, God have allowed you. The God of all comfort and the Father of mercies. So that when we think of our relief, you should think of Him. It should cause us to seek this God who has allowed us to live our life, even in our sinfulness, to have relief. If God should act according to our sins, I'm sure none of us will be living. But God is patient, you know, that's the attribute of God. He waits for people to reason out about their sinfulness. He waits for people to hear His word, so that their minds will be informed. He's patient. That's the attribute of God. But there's a time where God's patience comes to an end. So God is the God that we enjoy everything from. But we know that every sinner is always inventing means, with disobediences to satisfy his or her sinful desire. If you say, no, my man, you need to everything you have to be able to do. Yes, I'm not going to be able to do. But when you be able to do, I said, "Person, you're trying to feel ready to find. When you look at fleshly pleasures, many think that by fleshly lusts they can make themselves happy. If I refuse, so they invent one form of fleshly enjoyment after the other. Entertainment, how to pleasure and how do they do? Almost like every year a few generations, there's kind of new innovations of how, there's kind of revolutions of how entertainment and enjoyment of life they want to bring. But then when people give themselves to this world enjoyment and fleshly enjoyment, soon it becomes addiction. And then probably also because me Jimmy Kakran, because I should crown, not for you, I'll be a house that depends on. I feel all to people sacrifice, repentance becomes difficult to the one who has become addicted to the pleasures of this world and the pleasures of the flesh. It has become the thing he has, it has become part of him or her. If he breaks away, it's like Micah in Judges. When the Danite came to take his idol, he was chasing them, and they said, "Oh, they have come to take all that I have. Idol, an Israelite. But he said, all that he has is an idol." That is what people have become. So, You see, and that is what this invention has to do. And worldly pleasures and fleshly pleasures also becomes it makes the mind hard against God's word. Because the Bible is a book, it's not just a book. It's a book that God has given us. When we read and we delight in it, God will help us to know Him. So, because there are these pleasures, look at also greed. Greed. And in somehow, some way, all of us, until God says, we are greedy. Some have extreme greed, others have less. Because why? There's kind of selfishness with anyone of us. You see, only God can help us. When we come to know Him, and we know that selfishness is foolishness. And that Israel makes us people who are not like God, and begin to renew ourselves. But everyone, we are selfish. Because why? We want to keep everything for ourselves. So somehow, though we are talking of greed as large as it is, everyone is somehow greedy except God comes in to save us. Okay, can you prepare for how a movie is a well, oh, yes, it can be brave. And also, we are not a bra. A bravo, how far, but Tom. Some of quite many people are struggling in their life. They think that when they have many, they have a big bank account, they have big, they have plenty of money and many possessions. When they have troubles, I think they can use some to solve. Is it true? It's not true. Yes, some troubles can, but not all. The most serious ones, they cannot really solve for us. You see? So encourage, especially the young people, so that they don't. Most people don't even care about God. The people want to live their whole life to make wealth. This human invention, and in making wealth, they neglect living their soul. They neglect. Sometimes you meet a young person. You talk to the person about the Bible, and sometimes what you are telling me is true, but you pressure. That's what they say. They all kind of grow, so pressure home. The pressure then all the persons will be married. He doesn't have any children, and I mean to take care of us, the pressure. You see? But whatever pressure life gives you, who can really uphold you? Who can really support you and give you strength? But you see, because of sin, man thinks that by going to do something to against his pressure, whatever, he said, I mean, he's better. No. You meet the same person again, the years to come, pressure or every year. And I don't want to be more. I'm going to say, no. I've known friends who have died and gone. He's doing the same thing. It's not that here. So that is it. They think wealth can give them happiness. And you go to the hospitals, and no one will tell you that wealth and money is not sufficient to give us comfort, maybe a little comfort. Last week I said, Christmas holidays, my auntie got sick, so I was at the hospital most of the day visiting her. And you realize, that's how life is. Over there, when I go to visit my auntie, you ask you, what time is it? Because why she can't, I mean, she was so weak, she can't, they will tell her the day we talk to her, she has come to the house anyway. But that's how life is, you see. And this is my auntie on Christmas, we all go there, we prepare food, we enjoy. For some years now, she cannot even eat normal food. For a long year, she couldn't eat soup and eat only drinks. That's how life is, you see. So if somebody think, well, I want to enjoy, because of life troubles, I cannot give time for God, you are deceiving yourself. Satan is deceiving you, because he will let you be in trouble more. Because we are saying, opportunities are back. At the end of the day, you lose your life. The Lord just said, when we are seeing here, now she will cry. And that is it. You see, people want to give themselves to things. This is a human invention. God never created us to give ourselves to things and get happiness. It's never there. But that's what the world tells us. If we give ourselves to the things of the world, we will never have happiness. All that we think we'll have will be like a bubble. See? Comes out and blasts off. Before our own eyes, before we die, you see. Friends, true happiness is that which is not disturbed by sickness, losses, or disappointment. Yes, it's a nija, a year, a dimwa. And when you nija, say a real to yen. Yes, you know, my nasa, and you want to pray a brabo moa. Am I a rambo? And when you nija, how can you be happy or content in terms of difficult illnesses, in terms of heavy losses, disappointment? How can you be? You cannot find it in anything in this world. But then when you are dead, and I say, oh, ha, I'm right, I'm real, too, wow, you're going to be, and I'm not sure, and I say, Abraham, how we are too, I want to be in your country. But then I will go to me and I'll come out to you, if you want to ask this. If you ask me, I'll be out to my own, you see? And I say, would be in that way, and yet, the Muda, Eda, or come to you. So to think of the day of death and the day of judgment, and to feel quiet and content that at any point that you are ready to face it, that is true peace. So we say, that never, me neither will there, but anytime there, I'm happy, because I am right with God. I mean, I don't have anything to lose. And now, say, So is it true happiness doesn't come from that? And I said last I was telling somebody about that. You see how, but this business, busy, I told him. Do you see how we are busy? Those that have died, go. Each one of them were doing something at the point they made their death. Most people, some people will get sick, but most people, they're in a way, accomplishing their so-called plans of life, and at a point, they have to go. What has become their plans? Gone. Like the Bible says, all our glory like the flower of the grass. You knew in the flower, a top of man up. So-called ambitious, aims in life, at the moment, God can take your life, and it's gone. Your body lies down there, you can meet your maker. How important it is to think about life through happiness, and to think of what God has appointed to achieve that, and to forget all our inventions which we have made to make us happy. So no human can invent his way to true happiness. So beyond to me, and she show another kind of man with energy. Why? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In that fallen glory, in that fallen state, you can never invent your own happiness. For some time you'll be happy, but how long in this world, you see? The Bible tells us it is only in the Lord Jesus Christ that sinners can find true happiness. I will know again and again. Try to say, yes, Christ, who pet and I the boy for, but the boy need be able to be in ya, and now come out to you more. It's not possible. Only He can restore the uprightness which we all have lost by sin. Certainly, you know, We cannot control that, you see. That's why many people are so-called Christians, but they are not, they don't love God, you see. They don't really have their heart and mind for God. Well, they go to church and but they are not really people of God, you see, because they don't have that restoration that Christ has to put in our souls, you see. When the Lord Jesus Christ offered Himself as an atoning sacrifice on Calvary's cross, this was part of it. Human nature, we have sinned. And by that, we don't have righteousness to come to God. We don't have righteousness to make us really strong and be supported in times of trouble in this life. But you know, whoever believes in Him, He forgives all the sins we have committed and then restores into the soul that nature, that inclination that we have lost. So that at the point God, the Lord Jesus Christ saves you, you see, you are going this direction, it turns. That's why repentance is like turning. You turn from your own ways to the ways of God. That's in the Old Testament. They say, repent, repent ye. Why will you perish? Or say, the ways of sin lays astray from God. But then when we repent, we turn to God, we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, rest our hopes in Him. He saves us, He forgives us, restore into our souls that inclination that we are missing. That is chasing after the things of the world for satisfaction. Now it turns to God alone. That doesn't matter what happens to our life, we are never shaken. You see? In Romans chapter 8, we are told that God can take away, that's the believer away from the love of God. That God's care for the believer, nothing. And the believer receives that and lives in that. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ brings solid peace to the conscience. Friends, to know that, to be certain that God has nothing against you in this life and in the world to come, it's a great thing. It's a great peace. People don't know. Some may have a dream. Maybe they have a coupon. It brings solid peace. Do you know why many who claim to be Christians these days chase after the so-called prophets? Why are they chasing after one prophet here, one prophet there? Why? They are seeking for solutions to their life troubles. I'm not lying. I didn't think that people will pray also with Christopher, also when they know. That's the truth. Ask everyone. You see? And somebody told me that. That's why they also cheat me, because they know that everyone who comes to them wants solution for problem, and they will find something for you, and you see, they take your money. That's why they are taking money from people. They will take your money. Where in the Bible does the Bible teach that the man of God should take money from people to help them? No, it's not there. So they will send a panchre, brah. Yes, Oba. When you say, how do we do? When you say, how do we do? And they know that. So that's why they give them promises, and people will go about with their swollen hands, and it never materialize. You see? Why are they following them? They are seeking solutions to their life troubles because they are not willing to repent of their sins and place their entire faith in Christ. You see, that happiness, that restoration that we should have in Christ, they are not willing. Well, Christ, it's too simple. And it's too, well, I need something more big. What is so big than the word of God? Human opinions. Isaiah says, what is the chaff to the wheat? What they are saying is that chaff, the word of God is the food for the soul. But people who leave the word of God and go and chase after so-called prophets, what are they seeking for? Solutions for life troubles. They think that the so-called prophet can offer quick solution than to commit their entire life to Christ and obey him. It's hard, that's what they say. We want fast food, so we have a fast delivery. No, in the ways of God, there's nothing like fastness. You have to go by what he has said. And you know, this invention, where people want to go for help from prophets, this invention enslaves them to the folly of men. All these so-called prophets, they say, that are not from the Bible, who has given it to them? It's from them, human opinions. And people are sad that now the people want to live their life according to somebody's opinion. Why the God's work is so clear. You see, it's sad, but that is what is happening. You see, that's what's happening. Friends, true faith in Jesus is the anchor of the soul. See, when you are a Christian, you are a twin or so, I put their brain here, and you say, the tree anchor of him. I said, was a ship, or more idea was there. That you can see a son, Emma said, I'm a pursuer from a born one, and I'm a Tana Christ, he said, whatever he said, the original was the anchor to the soul. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. If you have Christ, you will not chase after anyone. If you have Christ, that is your God and Savior, he's the creator of the whole universe. Then, oh, Christ, how bad a Christ don't you so home? Only says, oh, so. And then, and after they are surviving, and yet they want to have peace in life. No. Somebody is selfish, doesn't want to repent from that attitude, and yet they want to be in that selfishness and be happy person. You can never be happy. Somebody is probably envious, he wants to keep his envy and still be happy. You can never be a happy person. Somebody is hatred or more than time, bitterness. You can never be happy with that. And yet, among so called prophets, you know what? Oh, Yamishao, you have been blessed. What kind of nonsense, you see? And Lord Jesus Christ said, no. The woman taking adultery, when she said, go and sin no more. Come back and your bonny view. You see, what is it? But what do these people, they tell them, be it's false. The Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe in him and you give yourself to him, you don't need anyone. No. You need his word to guide you through life till he comes or you die. That is what the Bible teaches us to. So the anchor, what anchor does for the ship, it does. The Lord says, faith in him does for us. Our faith in him pulls us in life. Our faith in him. Him alone. Between Jesus Christ and us, there is no mediator. So prophet Bishop was there. One man, one woman, was a lie. Only one mediator between man and God, Jesus Christ. And between us and Jesus, there's no mediator. In terms of being one man, Jesus Christ, Obia couldn't him direct. You come to the thief on the cross, went to Jesus. Zacchaeus went to Jesus. Mary Magdalene went to Jesus. You see, but blind Bartimaeus, when he was there, blind, he wanted healing, he went to Jesus. Nobody came in between as a prophet. No. You see? The prophecy of God is in the Bible for us. You see? God has given us all that we need. My friend, where do you derive your happiness? Or where do you want to have your peace in times of trouble? Is it from Christ or from other things? Or is it by your inventions? The way to true happiness is to repent of your sins, if you have not done so, and to yield your heart to Jesus Christ. He died on the cross of Calvary for this purpose, to save us from all these lies of Satan, from these false prophets and false teachers, so that we can have peace of mind and obey him without fear of demons. Another aspect, when people think that you are a Christian, but the demons can trouble you. Demons and God, who is greater? I'm now a child of God, and now I think that Satan is now in charge. No, the world itself is put in the hand of Satan. Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God has never relegated his power to Satan. Satan, what the Bible tells about him, he's a deceiver, is rather looking ways to suggest to your mind to disobey God. That's what he does. He has no power. Demons that people have, they have no power. All the troubles of life is the curse from God. God has cursed this world. So when you are in trouble, go to him. If you have troubles of life, it's not from Satan. God has cursed. God has brought afflictions on us because of sin. So you go to him. Open the name or open the book to IG if you have them. May the Lord help us. And that if anyone has not come to Jesus, go to him, ask him. Pray that he will help you. He will save you from your sin. Repent. Be willing to yield up your life to him. Now don't react to the Calvary person when you're going to fetch No, 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 no,